This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session standing right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do mean it. I really mean it. I appreciate you being on with us. Oh, look at that. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you know what? I am really having a hard time holding on to my Christianity, okay, to be honest with you. When you read what these lunatics on the left, what these haters, to show you how confused they are, yeah, I'm going to jump right in, too bad, to show you how confused these people are, you know, these love Trump's hate, every one of them is wishing this president dead. And again, these are the people that talk about how compassionate they are, how loving they are, how much they care about other people. And yet, the thing I love about all of this, and I hope this isn't true for the people that I am around. I never wished, never once. Matter of fact, you can listen to my openings when Obama was president. Not one time did I wish death on that man. Right? It's irritating as heck. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. They're a bunch of hypocrites. They say they care about life. They say they care about, you know, when we're ripping babies away from Hispanic moms at the border, but ripping them out of the womb piece by piece is okay. They're hypocrites. Yes. Siri is going to tell me what a hypocrite is. And the left-wing Hollywood elites, they went nuts today. And it really is, it is, I won't say it's sobering, because it's not sobering. It lets me know exactly what they say. It lets me know that we can't, not only can we not trust them, just think about something. You, if you're watching me, I'm pointing to you. You are buying their albums, you are renting their movies, Prime, whatever the heck it is. You are feeding them. You are giving them the power. Don't buy their stuff. So your little Johnny, Susie, or whatever your child's name is not going to have one of the cool lunch bags. What, do you not have principles? We are doing this. We are feeding into it. We are throwing gasoline on the fire. Every single time you rent one of those songs or buy one of those songs from Apple, really stop. You need to think about what you're doing. Left-wing Hollywood elites, they couldn't contain themselves today. You know, just over and over and over again. Celebrities eagerly piled on about, diagnosis karma. And tell you, you know, you're a vile human, you deserve to die, and it, you should have been worn a blanking mask. Yes. Yeah, let me tell you what. The most protected man on the planet has been tested positive for COVID. And funny thing about it, it may not even be COVID-19. If you listen to actually doctors who talk about how the test works, it could be any one of them. And then they go, oh, he's out. He shouldn't have those rallies. Yeah, I'm sure he got it from somebody at the rally. He didn't test positive for this until after, I can't think of her name, Hope, was on the plane, and she tested positive for it. So maybe somebody dropped the ball there, tested her. But man, the man is fine. He's healthy. He's going to be just fine. They're already talking about a transfer of power on the left. They're salivating over this. They're a bunch of sick people. And he's worn masks on more than in numerous occasions. Right? And then again, if you guys really want to be honest, which I'm starting to believe that, you know, Democrat, the far left Democrat, they're not interested in being honest. He never said the virus was a hoax. All right? He was referring to how the Democrats were politicizing the pandemic. But that just tells me you're either dishonest or your IQ is too low to figure it out. Now you choose. President Trump revealed early Friday that he and First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. Right? They're going to quarantine themselves. Now, again, as I've been reading and listening to some of these reports, the reason they're taking them to the hospital is because of not just the test, but the equipment they need to monitor. If the doctors need to move quickly for any reason, they'll have what they need there. And frankly, where he's going, Hope Hicks, thank you for one of my smarter people. Hope Hicks is who he was. She is now just a senior counselor. She tested positive and was running around a plane with him, running around plenty of places with him. You know, funny about it is there's two opposing thoughts here, right? One is, I'm sorry you're sick. Number two is, you're a vile human being and we want you to die. Just amazing. Rob Reiner, probably one of the, among the top 1% of pieces of crap as a human being, wishes him dead. Diane Warren, I don't know these people. She says, oh, so you tested positive for a hoax, huh? And it's not, see, it shows you how ignorant they are. It shows you how actually dull of mind they actually are. It's just amazing. One celebrity says, they'll let anyone die. This is murder. Call it what it is. It isn't sloppy. This isn't lack of belief in science. This thing is killing people. Period. Oh, I got so many more of these. We're going to read them all through. And you guys are buying their stuff. You guys are watching their movies. Joe Mazzini, your host, Soda Smith, joins me after the break. Hopefully, she can get me down off the ceiling. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I know, it's like a broken record. I can actually record this and just play it, and it would be so much easier because I wouldn't screw it up as much, even though I say it like all the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But you know who I like even more? That's right, Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Love kicking off the weekend with her and keeping her up long enough to do the show with me. Sonia Smith, thanks for being with me.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to party as soon as this is over, and by party, I mean I'm going to my girlfriend's house, and we're going to pray for Trump. So,
That's cool. All right, you can stay awake for that. Party. I'm good with that. You know, a mutual friend of ours, and I won't say her name because I know she listens, she tells me she's in bed like by 8:20 every night, but she's back up at like 4:30 in the morning, and she works out for like an hour.
She works out? What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
No, I choose to see what's left in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I have the same sleep pattern, but I eat rather than work out.
Yeah, well, I know the feeling. I really do. I mean, I'm going to bed. My eyeballs are falling out of my head at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? I can't even keep them open. And I go by that refrigerator, and it's like somebody gives me a shot of speed. I go, ooh, wonder what's in there.
Angelic voices. I'm with you. But I think, you know, that's I like to blame it on COVID. But I kind of started it before it, but COVID really kicked it up. And it's like, I don't know what to go to first when this is all over, rehab or the fat farm. I really don't know.
Hey, look, we're going to find me one of them Cracker Barrel places that I'm going to eat me up a storm, right?
I mean, we don't have those, right?
No, we don't. We'll have to fly somewhere, and we'll have to get us all on a plane and go, right?
I've only seen one when I went to Tennessee. That's the first and last time I've seen a Cracker Barrel.
Really? Yeah, we saw a couple of them.
I didn't even know you could say the word cracker, so.
Well, you can. I guess I can't. Right? They're not going to get mad at you. I see them opening the door for you at the supermarket and grabbing your groceries and bringing them out to the car.
That was only when Black Lives Matter was flooding the scenes. Now that it's kind of died down, I got to open my own door.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. Now, I know you don't hang around with them anymore, but that old group that you used to hang around with, what a vile group of hateful, nasty humans. Hollywood. The Hollywood group.
I didn't hang out with them. I wasn't of Hollywood. I had to work there. You know what the blessing was as a single parent who was on welfare for a hot minute? I taught myself to write, and I worked in Hollywood, and I was able to put my kids through school, through college, and one of them now has an overall deal, because I was like, I hate this place. I hate it. Why am I here? And I know now it's the Holy Spirit just saying, stay here because you're going to open doors. Because as much as Hollywood wants to tell the rest of us how to live, I was always, in most cases, the only black person who was working on the show in what they call an above-the-line position, or the only woman. So they're really not that open doors when it comes to women and black people.
It's a big live fest in Hollywood, 24/7, right?
When you are told, when you have yes men all around you and you think that you're more than you are, and you're kind of basically stupid because the only thing you're saying is the words that have been written for you, they can be easily deceived about themselves.
Wow.
So
it's sad. So Jamie Lee Curtis, she starts off with, now, this is what I say, these people are so uninformed, it's pathetic. Don't stoop to his level. Do not be happy about anyone getting this virus that has already killed over 2 million people worldwide.
2 million?
All right. So that's what I mean. This is she must be talking about her paycheck or something. So anyway, I went over and looked at the CDC right now, cutting her some slack. It's just over a million. So,
wow.
Again. So
give or take a million. That's what she's saying. Give or take a million. And I don't know the numbers either because everybody, I mean, what did Joe Biden say just a couple of days ago?
You know,
it was something outrageous and incorrect.
I went to the store the other day to go shopping only because Joe said that during his speech, 200 million people had died from COVID. Now, I was thinking this is 350 million people in the country. 2 weeks before that, he said 150 million died. I figured I'd have a free shot to the supermarket. I'd load up the cart and nobody'd be there to stop me. Took me 20 minutes to get there.
No.
He's a liar.
Trump is like, lies according to the left. And if, you talked about karma, how hypocritical they are, and you would think that people who believe in karma, because they certainly don't believe in Christ or but they're so off on things. If karma was the problem, they would have got a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
They don't have to live under the same sort of rules that they impose upon the rest of us, and they get the media. They get a voice for this, whereas we, other than your wonderful show, the majority of us don't. And it's so sad. I can't. It's just broken my heart all day to read all the evil stuff that they're saying. And Trump, without his tweet, all of y'all, even on our side, who complain about, well, I just wish he wouldn't tweet well, listen to the silence if this man can't tweet this week. When you read all of the vile things that they're calling him and saying about him, and he's unable to respond, this is what you get if this man can't tweet.
Yeah, it is. We don't keep them in their place. Well, some of us do. But we don't keep them in their place because we won't push back on him. He's the first guy. You know, here's another idiot from Hollywood says, well, children keep dying of the flu in ICE detention centers, but you're all praying for Trump? Well, listen, moron.
Wow.
What about the kids that are, you know, dying from the flu all across the country, the normal seasonal flu? You never cared about them before. Oh, you only care about the one in the detention center. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, because even when the facts were coming out on the coronavirus, the fact that it didn't attack children like it did the elderly, it was so isolated as opposed to the regular influenza, I thought was a huge blessing. And I didn't understand why we weren't going, yahoo, you know, this thing is more isolated. But the left cares about kids. Can we just talk about the party where you have to be willing to hit a kid over the head with a fire extinguisher if it lives? You know,
yeah.
They don't
go
care
for it. I mean, look at the pedophilia that's been going on at some of these major studios for years, right? And they've been covering for it. Not a word from. Look at the women that were sexually assaulted by Weinstein, and not a word from the other side. This is why I get so mad. So you're gonna poke me again here, okay? I swear I'm going to come to your house if you buy one more album by one of these people, if you rent one more movie by one of these people, and then complain about how bad they are.
Well, I swear I don't. I bootleg every movie I watch, I promise you.
Oh, shh.
We're not on air, are we?
All right, we're going to go for a break. I don't know if she'll be here when we get back.
They might have her
handcuffs by then, but just scream you can't breathe. They won't touch you. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's campaign is making adjustments after he tested positive for the coronavirus. His rallies have been postponed, and he's setting up virtual appearances. White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News he also has a fever.
We're having to hold him back a little here because he's hard at work. He spoke to Senator McConnell today, Senator Graham. I just spoke with the chief of staff, and President Trump has talked to him about emergency declarations and stimulus. So we're just trying to make sure that he takes it easy, but he's hard at work and will continue to.
His wife, Melania, is also reporting some mild symptoms. Democratic nominee Joe Biden is now campaigning in Michigan after he and his wife tested negative. President Trump is at Walter Reed Hospital now receiving treatment for COVID-19. Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, announced they tested negative. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Be engaged. Do something more than nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. And then you complain. Just like these fools. Anyway, Thomas, your host, always a pleasure. Here's somebody who does a lot, and I mean that sincerely. Sonia Smith joins me, and she does every week to kick the week off, you know. I'd make a geritol joke, but I would imagine most people don't even know what that is anymore, you know.
Now,
right? And that's
now
sad.
You just do speed.
Oh, my God.
Even now people know what that is anymore.
Oh, God.
Whoa, right. That's a,
listen, we're not pushing the use of speed. Although I was reading an article the other day about that and how they gave kids that were hyperactive speed at one time. Okay?
Does it work opposite on hyperactive? Like
yes. It worked just the opposite. So they figured it was get tall. It was like when we were kids and I was playing football, and if you had low energy, they'd give you a Hershey bar. They figured out later on that maybe that wasn't such a good idea. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the caffeine. I try to do caffeine. I think I'm the only person who can drink espresso and then go to sleep.
Oh, no, no. Hello.
That stuff works.
I got the same DNA you got, apparently.
Is that right? Oh,
I do a pot of coffee at midnight, and I'm in bed by 2.
Snoring like, but then I'm up again and I'm eating. So.
Yep. No. So it's been a while since you actually worked Hollywood on a regular basis.
Oh yeah, I got kicked out after I came out
for being black. I think, weren't you, or something like that?
I was conservative while black in Hollywood. What did they say, driving while black? I was conservative while black in Hollywood, and the minute they found out, they attacked me on a daily basis, and that's how I became a commentator, because I had to stand up for myself, but I also had to understand why I believed what I believed. It was sort of in my gut that I was a conservative, but I really didn't know anything. So I started just like religiously listening to Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Ann Coulter at the time, the Thomas Sowell. I was like just like ingesting all of those guys. So whenever I show up at work in the morning, I would just hit them back. My bosses were they hated it on one hand. Every time I would get the upper hand, they would go, okay, let's stop. We can't solve the world's problems. But then on the other hand, that same my same liberal bosses looked at me one day and said, you should be a spokesperson on the conservative side. They don't have anybody. And this was before Candace Owens. But this they didn't have anybody who was black and female and outspoken and all that stuff and fashionably wonderful. So I always blame them whenever I talk, and they're still kind of, they befriend me every once in a while on Facebook, but I tell them who they created this. I was perfectly happy. And I come from the generation where you don't talk about politics and religion, especially on your job. But in the writer's room, you're supposed to be able to talk about everything. But and they could. They had the right to talk about everything. But the minute I contradicted them or brought up my point of view, it blew up to the point. I mean, they, and they threw away my scripts. They wouldn't accept my jokes. It was awful. I would go home crying. I wouldn't let them see me crying, but I would go home crying.
But you were getting a paycheck. I would have just said, okay, throw them away.
Because you can't get out of your contract. It doesn't matter what they do to you. They could Weinstein you. And as long as your contract says you got to stay there and take it, you got to just stay there and take it until it's over. But, you know, I just knew my last show, I was like, this show is not going to be blessed to be picked back up because the people are so evil. And sure enough, it didn't. And I took an early retirement.
Wow. Smart move.
Yeah, but a huge loss of income. It wasn't, that's not fun. I don't say that with any
No. And you guys get, you know, they get paid obnoxiously, don't they, in that world?
Ridiculous. Oh, my gosh. I remember when I got my first paycheck when I was working on In Living Color. And I opened my first paycheck, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Did they pay me in advance for the year? What happened here?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so funny thing one is I went, oh, my gosh, all for writing booty jokes, because that's what we were doing on In Living Color. And then the other thing is, for years I never took unemployment. And then, you know, especially the liberals on my show was like, that's your money. Go get it. It's your, you know. So whenever we took a hiatus, I would never take unemployment. So one year I did. And the woman behind the desk, and you know, there are always these angry women anyhow. And she just looked at me and at my form, and she said, the question is, how much money did you make a month, not how much money you made in a year? And I said, that is how much I made in a month. And she looked so disgusted. She's like, Yeah, oh, I mean, God. It's stupid money for stupid money.
I would look at her and say, you watch the show? That's why I get paid so much.
That's why. Okay. Because I'm going to use you as a character next week. Just know this woman. But, they think that they're important. I never got fooled to think that what I was doing warranted all that. I viewed it as a blessing. I was able to get my kids, raise my kids alone as a single parent, put them through college, yada, yada, yada. But they think that they're actually contributing something valuable to the world.
They are. It's the bastion of, you know, moral whatever. I mean, they really believe they've got, you know, family values, life values,
own
and all this
hype.
Other stuff.
You believe your own hype is what we used to call it. And hype they got. So, you know, I mean, nobody should listen to them. Nobody should support them.
Thank you.
No, I
mean, these people, Rob Reiner. Just a ball of hate, and he thinks he's got it all figured out. He thinks you should do what he says to do because he's so smart. I mean,
you only hear that word smart. Excuse me, from the left, it's a smart car. It's a smart, smart, smart. I don't know, you know, a few years ago, that was the only word, especially during the Obama administration, that's all you heard. But, you know, it's so weird because now that Trump, they're so bashing Trump and his issue with the COVID, whichever one it is, they're calling him fat, obese, you know. And
I know, right?
Better. This is coming from Michael Moore and Rob Reiner? Who? What?
They don't have mirrors. That's the problem.
They don't have mirrors. And you know what? Whatever mirrors they have is lying to them. It's just like straight up lying.
Oh, yeah. They said, what was that mirror in Snow White? Was it right? Only they're sitting in front of the mirror with a hammer going, hey, mirror on the wall. How thin am I? Well, they're holding up the hammer, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. At some point, that mirror got honest when somebody else came along. And I will call that person Trump for the sake of argument. Mm-hmm. The mirror got honest and told these people. So I'm really hoping, I'm really praying that these people, because I don't know how they can say such vile things and not look at their community and go, you know what, we've overstepped. This is ugly. Even though I don't believe in God, even though I don't have very many moral values,
Wait a minute. This is no surprise. Look what they did during 9/11. it was all our fault. Our roosters came home to roost, or whatever they call it.
Right,
I mean,
right.
We had brought the sun. If we weren't so full of... And the funny thing about it was all those people that were saying that were all those people in Hollywood who make a gazillion dollars for actually... lying. They act like somebody else, and they get paid all that money. And yet, this is our fault because of how rich we are. I'm sorry. I'm not as rich as some of those people.
Back to back, condemning a woman who has adopted children, two from Haiti. I'm not talking about Amy Coney Barrett.
Yep.
With her nomination up for grabs, and the way they're responding, and then Trump being sick, and the way they're responding, and the respect, let me just backtrack, the respect that they've given, all the Democrats, the Republicans have given Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't understand how there's not more of them going, I'm sorry, we're overstepping here. Maybe we can try to act like decent human beings or shut our mouths. There's nobody on that side that's doing it. As they're going, do you denounce the Proud Boys? Do you denounce? Nobody on their side is going, do you denounce this hateful, ugly, vile, satanic, demonic speech that we're engaged in?
No. Well, this is what drove people like Evan Sayed away from Democrats, right?
Uh-huh.
After 9/11, he saw how vile and nasty they were. They hate, I mean, you probably smelled it or heard it from time to time before that, but
right.
This drove it all to the surface. You
right.
saw it like a fire hose coming out of Hollywood, didn't you?
Well, yes. And that's how I discovered who Reagan was, because when he died, they sounded like they're sounding now with Trump and the corona virus. So I looked into Reagan for the first time in my life, because being from the ghetto, I was convinced that he was the Antichrist and was going to get us all killed. And when I discovered more, you know, it opened my eyes. I don't know if they have the ability to have their eyes open on the left or the scales to fall. There's always going to be those who just don't have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. It's just always, you know, there's always going to be that. Just leave that alone. But I think. What?
I hear music.
I mean, dude,
are you playing? Are you playing songs again in the middle of your discussion?
My head, man, it's all in my head.
Well, make a note, make a pause, because we'll be back in a second. I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too. We'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, well, not a second, really, a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Pick up the tornado. All right, pick up the...
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-855-732-5563. And Sonya Schmidt joins me, host of the Sonya Schmidt Show. How do they find your show, Sonya?
Oh, it's so easy. I'm glad you asked. You only have to do, just go on rangebroadcasting.com/Sonya/, or just go there, go on demand, look for my name. You can archive all of my shows there, catch a new show every week. And what I do in a new show is I have an extensive interview with somebody of note and of interest.
They're called long format interviews.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I do.
Very informative.
That's what I be doing. Right.
Yeah. I don't think I can pay attention that long. That's why I don't do them. But
oh, you whatever. Would with mine. I'm very interesting. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. I watch my show every night. I see you running around. That's on a constant loop.
That's like me. I'm, you know, it says 6 views. I know 5 of them were mine. So I think one of my mom's. But
yep.
You know,
on a constant loop in my house. I love it.
No,
quite a nice following. I'm very happy about it. I'm very happy about what's going on.
Good. Yeah. So you heard Omar, Representative Omar, at the front of this, and I was thinking to myself, you know, they say that no double standards, nobody's above the law. Here's a woman who married her brother so he'd be able to stay in the country or something like that. Hopefully,
you know what? Keep it in the family. I know. You got to marry somebody.
You know, God, anyway.
I could go so many different ways.
Yes. Right? Well, at least she knows his background, you know? I mean, anyway.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
She knows his parents. And then, so technically, there's one thing she did wrong. Number two is, that would be bigamy, because she was married to two people at once, right? Her other husband, too, right? And because there's no proof that she ever got a divorce from the brother. And then she started playing around. I mean, think about this. She is a Muslim woman in her own home country. She would have been drawn and quartered already, or stoned or something. And then she starts paying her boyfriend, who's married, while she's still got the other ones going. I mean, this woman is very busy.
I don't understand what the... If you were a woman on the left, and you just... I'm just going to tell you how these people think, because, like you said, I hung around with them so long, and at one point, I was more liberal. I don't think I was never a leftist, but to them, that sounds like woman power. She's able to write her own road. And they love her. She's black, she's outspoken, she's nasty. That's a recipe for a leftist woman who they love. She hates America. Boom. She's their next nominee for president. If they could have done it now instead of Biden, she would have been the person. Yeah,
I always got a kick out of the left when they talked about people like, you know, Beyonce, when they do the Super Bowl stuff and the New Year's Eve things. Oh, she's such a strong woman. Such a woman, and she empowers other women. What? To do pelvic thrusts? You don't need to be Beyonce to do a pelvic thrust as a woman. I don't know how that's empowering, and yet, a conservative judge who takes care of seven kids, who's got a diverse family, she's successful by every measure, and she is a symbol of weakness for women.
You nailed it. And here's a bigger thing that I forget who I heard say this. Oh, maybe it was Tucker Carlson.
Or Joe Mason. That could have been either one, but go ahead.
Probably. I always get the two of you guys confused. But he said, she looks happy. And it's like, wow, that is so true.
Oh, yeah.
What liberal women cannot stand in conservative women is that we're actually joyous. We love our lives. We love the men in our lives. We allow them to be men, and we're grateful. I don't know if I'm sure you did hear her speech when Trump nominated her, and what the way she spoke about her husband was, I mean, to be honest, we all want that guy. So,
yep.
But the left, they distort the relationships between men and women. They can't have genders. They can't, you know, there's so many problems that they have stirred up that they don't even know how to be normal. But in their gut, when they hear a woman like that, and she's pretty and she's pleasant and she's feminine, holy moly, she's the enemy.
And the guys, it was really weird, because I think it was MSNBC, and the guys were making fun of the fact that the husband got in the passenger seat when they were driving down here.
Uh-huh.
And they even made fun. I guess there weren't, at one trip that they went on, the girls went in one van and the boys went in another van, right? And they were making fun of that. And you're going, why is this a problem? Why do you care about this? Right?
Because they're so unhappy. They're so unhappy. And you know what? On a good day, I feel sorry for the left. And on most days, I just wish they'd disappear, because their unhappiness is making all of us unhappy. Can you imagine one day, one week without the left? We've gone through so much since the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus. And, you know, if you made a linear list of everything that we've gone through, especially for us in liberal cities, and now Donald Trump has been diagnosed with this virus. I just found myself before a show just sitting on my bed. I couldn't even get dressed. I'm like, I've had it. I'm done. I don't know that I can take anymore, you know?
Just nice people. I mean, and then Joy Reid comes out. You ready for that? You ready? Hold yourself there.
Anything Joy Reid comes out with, I'm not ready for. But go ahead if you must. It's your show.
Trump is faking COVID to get out of the debates.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's
afraid
of Joe Biden. He's afraid of Joe Biden, yeah.
Well, he wiped the floor with Trump now, didn't he? They're still saying that, and I don't know if it's true or not, they're still saying he had an earpiece and he was spit lines. And
well, there listen, are times. He had taken drugs. There was no way around. I've been around it enough. I'm looking at the man going, wait a minute. First of all, he ain't looked this happy in a long time. That's number one. And number two is I haven't seen him with that much energy even after he just woke up from a nap. You know what I mean?
Or maybe he's energized by doing this again. Because he was pretty good. And you know, I mean, he was energetic. 2016. So maybe this is his thing. I don't know, but I know he didn't make sense. I know he was losing trains of thought. I know he was lying, and I know he didn't win that debate. In fact, what did they say today? Trump went up 3 points as a result of the the debate. So it's not Trump that is trying to get away from debating Biden.
No.
I mean, there's an article today saying that Biden is thinking, and his camp is thinking, well, because of the diagnosis, that they probably won't be able to do this next debate. And you could just hear a collective sigh of, phew, you know.
I know. Remember the old days when they had the game shows and they put them in those booths, right, with those soundproof booths?
Uh-huh.
I just put them in a booth.
Do that.
Right? Yeah, on two ends of the stage. Put them in a booth.
Well, they're saying the day, the 10th day of Trump's isolation, isolation, would be the day of the debate. However, I mean, we've just seen Trump. My feeling is, and I fluctuate and I have throughout the day, he'll be able to handle it even the last day of his quarantine and still wipe the floor with Biden.
Look, if he was having trouble breathing, he'd still wipe the floor with Joey B.
Still wipe the floor. He has sign language.
If he's going to be in the hospital for 15, let's just say he has to stay in the hospital for 15 days. That man will do more in 15 days in the hospital than Joey B has done in 47 years.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
Seriously.
Absolutely. All of these awful people. But, you know, my heart just goes, you know, and you know me, I'm really naive and I'm worrisome. And I know that we as Christians are not called to be fearful. We have a sound mind. But it's like, I couldn't have imagined that we would have been on lockdown as long as nobody could have imagined this. Nobody could have imagined some plandemic or pandemic or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
So I'm very cautious. I'm very worried. I don't know I do know I'm worried enough that would compel me to pray.
We should be praying for our leaders. The Bible calls us to pray for our leaders, no matter who they are. Even Obama. I used to say to people during the show, you know, those who say, oh, yeah, sure. Here's the problem. I've got 3,000 shows in the can. Go grab them during Obama's years. I always said the same thing. You pray for that man every morning, whether you like him or not, because that's what we're called to do. He's somebody's dad. He's somebody's son. He's somebody, you know what I'm saying? There are people around him that are his family that love him. We don't, as Christians, are ever called to pray for somebody's death or demise, ever.
And they don't have a problem with it, but they don't know Christ. But, you know, in my prayer group, some of the ladies bring up praying for Newsom, and I have to say I have a trouble with it. I do scowl a little bit.
It's tough. You know, Jesus said it's easy to pray for your friends, or it's easy to be with your friends. Try praying for your enemies.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Newsom in California, folks, is becoming an enemy on a daily basis.
Oh.
He just comes up with new stuff daily.
You look at stuff, he just came up, he just signed a law into effect that you can actually have your kids sterilized before the age of 16. They could do it themselves at the age of 12. And because now, you know, male feels like a female feels like a male. No, you know what, 25, if you want to do it, you hack yourself up all you want to. Before that, no, I'm sorry. No. Even medical doctors more and more are saying no. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
Oh, man. The rangebroadcasting.com. Just go on my page, Sonia Schmidt, and you can archive all of my shows.
Oh, cool. All right. So they get to see more of you on the archive, on the show. Joe Messina, your host. God bless people. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming up after the break.